CliffCentral.com. Social justice. What else should we do? Okay, social justice for most people is about equality, freedom, opportunity, and fairness. That's what they tell you anyway. And most of us wouldn't object to those things, except that equality usually means equal misery, freedom means mine, not yours, opportunity means mine at your expense, and fairness is so subjective that it becomes personal. Other than that, they're great ideas. What if social justice was a little bit more practical? Let me suggest a few things, many of which will get precisely the people who believe in social justice quite angry. First of all, why don't we tax adults proportionally per the number of children that they have? If you have two kids, one to replace you and one to replace your partner, you get taxed like any other single or childless individual. If you have more than two kids, you get taxed an additional 10 to 20% per child from that point on. Since there's no guarantee that your kids will grow up to add value to society, and in case they become a burden, we'll have a financial cushion to absorb the additional costs that might be incurred in healthcare, education, or crime. That seems fair to me. That seems like the very definition of social justice. Perhaps we could even discuss a tax rebate for people who don't have children of their own, and certainly some kind of rebate for people who adopt children. The latter group are helping all of us along by providing for children that have been abandoned and giving them a loving, caring environment to grow up in. Surely they should get a tax break. Number two, why don't parents get punished for the crimes of their children? If you raise a bad human, you should pay for your contribution to society's problems. If your kid grows up to be a serial killer, a rapist, or a child abuser, you should do jail time alongside them, and perhaps you should be liable for damages in your capacity as the origin of that problem. The argument here is that people would take a lot more trouble in rearing responsible, accountable children if they knew their kids could end them up in jail. Seems perfectly reasonable to me. Number three. For every person you employ, you should get an extra vote in local, municipal, or national elections. Surely we're all equal, but if you depend on me for your income and you support your family based on the enterprise that I started, that I employ you in, I'm actually responsible for your economic well-being, and therefore I should probably have more of a say in how the policies that determine that economy are formulated. Leftists will lose their mind over even a hint of this kind of perceived inequality, but it will encourage entrepreneurs and businesses to take responsibility for relations with government and encourage government to support business with collaborative, long-term fiscal planning. Number four, education should be free, but if you fail, you'll have to pay. We can't keep helping people who haven't got the talent, intelligence, or merit to succeed. Society should give everyone an equal shot at success. But we should know when the gamble isn't paying off and stop throwing good money after bad. The only person who can control the outcome is the pupil. Nobody else can write your test or engage your mind for you. Number five, teachers, policemen, and nurses should be paid more, a lot more. But they should be evaluated every month by extremely stringent criteria. These are the people we depend on the most to educate the young, keep us safe, and look after us when we're sick. It should be hard to qualify. The standards should be tough, and the pay should be enough to immediately raise that person a few degrees in society. With those things will come the respect, integrity, and decency we require of and from these important contributors. Number six. Online activists who have a lot to say on social media should have a portion of their income docked and sent to the NGOs that they're advocating for every time they virtue signal for some cause. Social justice would never be that practical. Number seven, any public official caught lying or stealing should be marched through town naked like Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones and pelted with fruit, insults, and spittle. Someone with a bell should walk behind them shouting, "Shame!" This would very quickly see some social justice in the echelons of the political elite. Finally, every sexual encounter would need to be reported in the Government Gazette. I know this sounds ridiculous and will be impossible to administer, but in a utopian and honest world, it would be of enormous benefit. First of all, this would mean people would take responsibility for their sexual behavior. Men wouldn't cheat on their wives, and hide the fact, they wouldn't be able to. All sex that isn't in the Gazette would be considered rape. There would be no need for dishonesty or confusion or complications around sex, as every incident would be published and the public would know who was busy with who and where and when. It would take a lot of skullduggery, abuse, and misogyny out of the dark and into the light. I know it's ridiculous, but this would solve a lot of our social problems, even if you could just imagine it for a second. When you get to hear about social justice, just remember that the person suggesting the justice isn't thinking of you or even society at large. They're usually just thinking of themselves. Social justice in the wrong hands is as dangerous as autocracy. CliffCentral.com